friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Bride to be can't marry fiance after uncovering secret, so she donates $15,000 reception instead. Written by Julia Provost. Read by Julia Provost. A bride in California called off the wedding, but ended up donating the reception. She made quite a few people's night. The bride had to cancel her wedding because of something she learned about her fiance. The reception and rentals were not refundable, so she did something truly amazing with it. She donated her $15,000 reception and rentals to an organization near and dear to her own family. Parents Helping Parents is an organization out of San Jose, California, helps families with children with special needs. Maria Dane, the executive director of PHP, received a call 2 weeks before the date, letting her know about the donation. Maria was shocked and said, "I've never heard of anyone ever calling a nonprofit and saying we want to donate a $15,000 party in 2 weeks." But they got to work to make it happen and ended up filling all 100 seats in time. Why did the bride decide to donate to PHP after she called off the wedding? They had provided services to her own family, as she has a sibling with special needs. What a great way to give back to an organization that helped you out in the past. The party, called the Ball for All, included music, dancing, a DJ, food, and a photo booth. So much fun was had by all, as one parent, Teresa Oler, commented, whose daughter was in attendance. "She had a blast and danced to almost every song. It's wonderful to see her so happy, to see everyone having a good time. We are so grateful to the family who donated such a wonderful evening." The party was at the Eagle Ridge Golf Club in Gilroy, California. Giving back in this way was such a selfless thing for this bride to do. It was wonderful to see that the party worked out, and then they were able to use a reception that was no longer needed by the bride. God calls us to give of ourselves, and we were able to see that in action with this story. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Hebrews 13:16.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Mark Wahlberg honors his daughter, Grace, and seeing this proud dad in action is so sweet. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Julie Provost. When Mark Wahlberg's daughter, Grace, turned 14, the proud papa took to social media to honor his little girl. And seeing this A-lister in the role of devoted dad is just so heartwarming. Mark Wahlberg's daughter, Grace, 14, may be the baby of the family, but she's no less spoiled or loved compared to his siblings. 17-year-old Michael, 15-year-old Brennan, and 20-year-old Ella. Mark Wahlberg's journey into fatherhood took an enchanting turn with the arrival of his youngest daughter, Grace. Her birth marked a new chapter in Wahlberg's life, a chapter filled with the profound joys and responsibilities of raising another daughter. From the moment she entered the world, Grace became a beacon of love and happiness for the Hollywood star. As she grew, Mark's affection for this little girl blossomed into a heartfelt connection that transcended the glitz of Hollywood. Grace's 14th birthday celebration, marked by a sweet throwback photo and warm wishes, is a testament to Mark's unwavering love and pride as a father. In the grand tapestry of his life, the role of a loving dad is one that Mark embraces with genuine warmth and authenticity. Recently, he took to Instagram to celebrate his daughter, Grace's 14th birthday, and the world witnessed a glimpse of the proud dad's tender side. In a heartwarming throwback photo shared by Wahlberg, he and his little Grace are captured in a moment of father-daughter bonding, highlighting the actor's emotional connection with his youngest child. The sweet caption, "I can't believe how time flies," echoes the sentiments of many parents watching their children grow up too quickly. In a poignant moment, Mark realized how fast time flies as his baby girl turns into a teenager. Grace, the youngest of his four children with wife Rena Durham, is undoubtedly the apple of her father's eye. As we witness the Hollywood action star embrace the joys of fatherhood, it becomes evident that Mark does things a little differently. In an industry often overshadowed by fame and fortune, he prioritizes his time for his family. He chooses a path that emphasizes the value of genuine connection over the glitz of LA. Mark Wahlberg's journey into fatherhood began long before Grace's birth, and he has consistently showcased the delicate balance required for modern fathers. From celebrating his daughter's milestones to navigating the challenges of raising teenagers, Mark stands as a testament to the evolving role of fathers in today's world. "My mission in life is to raise my kids right," Mark shared. "With all the success I've had in the world, if I fail at that, my life means nothing. Raising your kids is the most challenging, but also the most rewarding role. I always try to instill in them as many positive values as I can, and also try to lead by example in terms of working hard and being a good husband who takes his commitment to his family very seriously," he said. In the midst of Hollywood's fast-paced glamour and Mark Wahlberg's multifaceted career, the true anchor of his life is the unwavering faith that guides his journey as a father. Mark's reliance on God, evident in his commitment to prayer, scripture serves as the compass that steers him in his quest to be the best dad possible to his four children, including his beloved daughter, Grace. As he navigates the challenges of parenthood and strives to impart positive values to his family, Mark's faith becomes a source of strength and inspiration. In a world where success can sometimes distract from what truly matters, Mark Wahlberg's dedication to his role as father, forfeited by his deep-rooted faith, is a poignant reminder of the enduring power of his Heavenly Father in shaping a meaningful and purposeful life. "Start children off the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." Proverbs 22:6.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.